Hey, it's Monday morning. You know what I think about Monday mornings? We don't have to go into that. Or maybe you don't. And if you don't, go to Google right now and put in Gary Vee Monday morning. You will find a very iconic piece of content, at least in my little ecosystem. Just want to remind all of you that tomorrow is the podcast that I'm super excited about. Tuesday, In My Feels with Noah Cyrus. I was on their podcast as the first guest, but me and the team realized there was something real special that happened there. And so I want to make sure you check it out. Set your reminders. Do not miss tomorrow's podcast. One of the more important pieces of content that I'll ever put out. They did such a great job to get me into a mindset that led to some new insights articulated in different ways. I just have a feeling a lot of you will be impacted.
This is the Gary Vee Audio Experience.
I'm obsessed with perspective. Like, I genuinely believe you find what you're looking for. If you are looking for bad right now, it's a piece of cake. If you're looking for good right now, it's a piece of cake. I'm just asking you, what the fuck are you looking for? Like, please, it's just a very simple question. Like, and by the way, I hate, in a lot of ways, I hate the way I talk because it's super simple. And I'm sitting right now thinking about the kid who's listening to this, and she or he is in her room right now, ear pods in, listening to this, and they're miserable because their dad's an alcoholic or their mom's this, or like real shit, you know, like tough stuff. And they're like, ugh. It's so, like, fuck you. It's not that simple. Yet it is. Like, you know, one thing I don't do well is talk about my problems, which manifests in many ways. It manifests in being taken for granted in my real life and in my collective life, my outward life. Now I got fucking problems. I got lots of problems, real ones. I grew up with lots of this stuff, like lots and lots and lots of stuff. I just am not capable of going into it. Like, I don't get going, like I can't get there. And so one of the things that I try to remind kids, I'm like, take me out of the equation. Like, don't even use me when I'm saying these things for you. If you know of one person that has ever gotten to a happy place that dealt with your circumstance, there is a blueprint. The end. There have been people, Night Train Lane, legendary football player, was thrown in a dumpster the second he was born. Went on to be one of the great football players of all time, dated every actress in the game, was Red Fox's bodyguard, iconic gentleman. Dumpster. Like, there's all sorts of circumstances.
Yeah. And we all have our fucking dumpsters.
Everybody's got a dumpster, everyone. Bro. And you know who has dumpsters? I apologize. You know who has dumpsters? Kids that have too much. You wanna talk about who I'm actually getting hit up by? It's not the kid in the hood that saw me with, you know, Gunna, and they think I'm cool now, and they're like, how do I get out of the... It's kids that are trust fund babies who are sick. Listen, and I know this, I never judge somebody that comes from a shitty circumstance. I'm a cheerleader, I'm an underdog guy, right? I cheer that. I meet you and we're friends, and then like, we're at a dinner party, and my friend comes over and goes, you know who that is, right? Like, that's the grandson of fucking Howard Hughes. I immediately judge that person. Nothing that person ever achieves. I'll give credit to. That's me. That's actually how I see the world. I will not fully give credit to my own children because of that reason. I'm being very transparent here. I would much rather, in a world of the internet, where the internet doesn't care who you are, I would much rather in 2019 come from too little than come from too much. Not in 1984, because there was no internet and all those relationships and all that money really mattered. But I believe that we're living in a very funny time where clout, reputation, work ethic, a lot of different things are starting to be put on pedestals, not just money and earning your keep and who you are and what you're giving to the world. And by the way, it's all perspective, right? For me, as somebody who takes so much pride in the process, I wouldn't have wanted to start on third and a half base. Somebody else listening right now is like, I'm pretty cool with it. Pretty pumped, pops, well, made 50, said, you know, and that's fine.
If you start
fine.
On third and a half base, you better fucking hit it 500 feet.
Or,
and
by the way, but here's where it's really fun. Here's where it gets super, like, interesting. Or not. And guess what? Who the fuck are all of us?